If you watch enough television, you will soon get to see a doctor or nurse describing in agonizing detail the pressures they are under treating coronavirus patients. I am in awe at their courage, their devotion to their calling, and the risks that they take to care for patients. Just as it was with first responders after 9/11, the rest of the country is expressing a tremendous sense of gratitude to these highly skilled and dedicated professionals who are our first line of medical defense against this horrible pandemic. Today, I want to celebrate people who don't get as much credit, but in fact are just as essential to this fight. I celebrate the people who keep the food supply arriving in our grocery stores, the medications arriving at the neighborhood pharmacy or into our mailbox, and the electricity and heating fuels arriving at our homes. First of all, the agricultural workers. Before the food got to the grocery store, it was a plant or an animal, and an agricultural worker is the reason it grew to maturity. Before the electricity came to our houses, it was generated because a worker took fuel out of the ground or constructed a wind turbine. Before the medications arrived at our pharmacy, the pills were assembled, mostly by workers overseas, about 70% roughly. Once these are finished products, they go to wholesalers, distributors, and finally to the grocer, utility, or pharmacy. How did they get there? Both food and drugs were sorted and prepared for shipment by warehouse workers. Unlike agricultural workers, or people working to extract natural gas or erect turbines, or to mix chemical ingredients in labs, warehouse workers are thrown together in enclosed spaces. These workers, without whose work we would not eat or medicate ourselves, cannot practice separation, cannot work from home. Some have responded with job actions to force their employers to, for example, supply them with protective equipment. A few days ago, I came across an ad inviting people to apply for warehouse jobs in Beacon, New York, located about 55 miles north of New York City. The wage was just under $20 an hour, which for 40 hours, 52 weeks a year, comes to approximately $41,000 gross. That is lower than the median income for male workers in the United States, hardly a ticket to the upper middle class. Once the products are ready for shipment, it's mostly truck drivers who move the food to the grocery store, the oil or natural gas to the generating plant, and the pills to the pharmacy. Though one might think these are pretty safe because they work alone and can sleep in the cab, they still have to get food, fuel, take bathroom breaks at a large number of truck stops all over the country, where they will almost certainly find themselves much less than 6 feet away from fellow customers. Finally, grocery store workers stock the shelves, pharmacy workers put the pills in bottles, local oil and gas companies deliver the fuel to our homes and apartment buildings. In addition, the checkout clerks in groceries take great risks, coming close to every person who buys provisions inside the store. And through all of this, workers in the Postal Service, UPS, and FedEx deliver packages and mail directly to our doors, keeping us connected. For those of us able to work from home, for those of us at home waiting for the all clear to return to work, for those of us retired living off our pensions and Social Security, we need to take a deep breath and thank not just the doctors, nurses, EMTs, police officers, and firefighters, but all those hardworking, underappreciated men and women who cooperate to deliver the goods.